Welcome to Field Days, a weekly audio diary following Stillwater County sheep rancher Sarah Hollenbeck from now until lambing. I'm Sarah Brown. This week, finally the sun is out. It may even be what ranchers call mud season, that maddening yet merciful time of year.
We'll take mud season over more snow and cold weather. Animals usually do much better when it's sunny and nicer out, so we've been putting a lot of the ewes that we are currently lambing out in what we call family pens.
Family pens are based on how many lambs each ewe has. Ewes with just one lamb go into the single family pen, ewes with twins into the twin family pens.
It just makes it easier for us to keep track of them. They get a number on their side based on if they have a single lamb, like number 476. Whether she has twins or a single, we'll get the 476 on their right or their left side, depending on if they are a single or a twin. So that way when they are out in the family pens or even past the family pens when they get put out in larger pastures, we can tell if she's supposed to have two lambs on her or one.
This method helps for sorting, and ranching is nothing if not an unceasing cataloging. Male, female, old, young, replacement, cull, it never stops. It's, of course, the opposite of natural selection. It's artificial selection or selective breeding. It's agriculture, the key development in the rise of human civilization as we know it, where farming domesticated species, animals, or crops, creates food surpluses that allow people to live in towns.
If we need to sort her off for her wool, if we need to move her to another pasture because of her age, if we decide we want to sell her for any given reason, maybe she has a bad bag, or sometimes if a ewe has twins or triplets and she can't produce enough milk for them, we don't really want to keep her for the next breeding year because it's going to be the same problems.
The left behind lambs are called bumps. They're somewhat of a specialty for Sarah.
Sometimes you can just get really lucky and you can put a lamb in with a ewe and she's like, oh, okay, cool, I've always wanted another baby. Otherwise, we have to kind of trick her. There's a number of products on the market that basically you can spray the lamb with like an aerosol spray and the smell confuses the ewe. You spray a little on her nose and then you spray a little on the lamb that you're trying to get her to take to. The best is if she had just had her single lamb, you can rub some of the amniotic fluid onto the lamb you want grafted onto her, and that's usually the best bet. We also do this other crazy thing where if the lamb died for whatever reason, you can actually take the skin off the lamb and make it kind of like a coat and put it on another lamb that you want her to take, so then she at least has one lamb, if not two, to make the pelt fit onto the new lamb. They will like make little holes on the pelt and tie some baling twine so that it stays on. Usually it ends up falling off after a couple weeks, or if it doesn't, then we will take it off eventually. And by that time, the ewe is so accustomed to that lamb that there's no difference at that point.
These lambing ewes are from the group Sarah's husband, Henry, bought at the pregnant sheep sale in Billings last month. The bigger group of Hollenbeck ewes, thousands, are due at the end of next month. They'll need to be shorn before then, which also means feeding the shearing crew. The trouble is that wet sheep don't shear as well, and wool buyers don't like wet wool.
Oh, God, that reminds me. I have some cooking to do coming up. You want to have them close to the house where we'll be shearing a good day beforehand. You also got to go check them and make sure that they're not damp or wet at all. Because we have so much snow and so much melt going on right now, sometimes their bellies will be kind of wet. We just want to make sure that they're really dry before you shear.
Next week, there's nothing like the smell of fresh straw in a lambing barn.
Field Days is produced by Sarah Brown and Ken Siebert for Yellowstone Public Radio in collaboration with the Prairie Star. Theme music by John Cosell. Additional funding provided by the Greater Montana Foundation, encouraging communication on issues, trends, and values of importance to Montanans. More information on Field Days is available at ypradio.org.